This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. In just 6 short days, Pope Benedict may have remade his image. The pontiff is back in Rome after his first visit to the United States as pope. At the age of 81, he kept a breakneck schedule with 11 major events and speeches and one private meeting that astonished the country. And this may have led to some changes, as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Gone was God's Rottweiler, the policeman of orthodoxy who might wag his finger at the independent Americans. In his place appeared a white-haired, smiling grandfather who is trying to draw people back to the faith. And it seemed to be working. Listen to what people were saying just before Pope Benedict's Mass at Yankee Stadium in New York. Gloria Seward is from Binghamton, New York.
You know, it doesn't matter if you haven't been in the church in 20 years. Come on back. He's not going to play fire and brimstone. It's like, I'm your father, I'm calling you home.
And here's Dan Quinn from Philadelphia.
It's a proud moment for us, I think. So it's just great to be Catholic.
A remarkable statement about a church that has been in crisis over the clergy sex abuse scandal for the past 6 years. So how did Benedict change his image, and perhaps that of the church? David Gibson, author of a biography of Pope Benedict, says the turnaround occurred because Benedict rejected the Vatican's reflexive caution. At first, he says, the Vatican wanted to play down the scandal to keep it from becoming the centerpiece of the pope's visit. But Benedict did the opposite.
The irony is that by focusing on the sexual abuse scandal, the visit showed Benedict to be the kind of pastor that the Vatican was hoping people would see. It helped humanize the pope more than anything else could have done.
Even before landing on U.S. soil, the pope confessed that he was deeply ashamed of the sex abuse scandal. He repeated that confession again and again. And then this man, who is known more for blunt academic argument than symbolism, made the grandest of gestures by praying with abuse victims. By yesterday afternoon, many American Catholics had been persuaded of the pope's sincerity. You could feel the warmth toward him at Yankee Stadium, where he celebrated Mass with 57,000 people. Benedict revisited the scandal briefly in his homily and raised other themes woven through his entire week, believing in an unchanging truth and challenging Catholics to live a rigorous faith.
It means not losing heart in the face of resistance, adversity, and scandal. It means overcoming every separation between faith and life and countering false gospels of freedom and happiness.
But what drew the most attention was his reference to a political issue when he said that the rights of all people must be protected,
including the most defenseless of all human beings, the unborn child in the mother's womb.
This line was conspicuous for its rarity. David Gibson says that during his visit, Benedict did not forcefully press any of the hot-button Catholic issues.
This could be seen as something a bit dismaying to both right and left. You know, he was much more mild-mannered, and one wonders if he might have been even a bit too of a, much of a soft-liner.
The pope did not condemn the war in Iraq. He did not call on wealthy nations to forgive debt or for a reduction in greenhouse gases. And he did little to engage Muslims, whom he's offended in the past. But those may be left for another trip. After the pope left Yankee Stadium and headed for the airport, Brother Innocent Montgomery, a Franciscan friar from the Bronx, said he was sorry to see Benedict go.
I think the Holy Father comes to bring a spark. And now it's what we do with it. It's if we really truly believe the church is alive, now we have to live that every day.
And 15-year-old Megan Kiernan from Bayonne, New Jersey, had these parting words for the pope.
Have a safe journey and come back soon.
When he does, he will come with a new and improved image. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, New York.